Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide. Web, how y'all doing today? OMG. Yes, we have another dynamic show lined up for you. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I know today our three guests are going to do just that. So listen, opening up the show, starting out the top of the hour with me, I am so excited, really, truly. I know y'all hear me say I'm excited, but I'm truly excited to be featuring someone that I personally follow all the time on social media, and I'm excited to have Chastity Garner Valentine. You know her as Garner Style. Oh, my goodness, all over the web. She is a published author. She's a professional fashion blogger. You've seen her in New York Times. Oh, my goodness, Oprah.com, Marie Claire, LD Magazine. I'm telling you, all over. She brings you fabulous fashions at any size through her famous blog, and I'm telling you what, we're going to talk to her. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, so I know she's enjoying some virtual snacks while she's hanging out there. And then we're going to go in our second segment. We are delighted to be talking to best-selling author Desiree Harris Bonner. Oh, my goodness, she has a new book out, The Wounded Warrior, and in this book, she really talks about moving from victim to victor. From victim to victor, the wounded warrior. Oh, I know what? I know that segment is going to feel like a life class. I already know it. So we're excited to have Desiree Harris Bonner on. And then wrapping up the show, we have new artist spotlight. We'll be chatting up with Trey Howard. Trey has been ministering in song for over 10 years. He shared the platform, various platforms with great gospel artists such as Karen Clark Sheard, Fred Hammond, Byron Cage, Morette Brown Clark, and many more. He has a new single out called Mountains. He just got back from BET Studios in Washington, D.C., taping for the Dr. Bobby Jones Show, and we're going to get to chat it up with Trey Howard. So listen, you don't want to move. Matter of fact, this is what I want you to do. Get on Twitter. Get on Facebook. Tell them what you're listening to right now. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I know you're following me on Twitter. What you doing? Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Big shout-out to all those that are listening on the phone lines. We see you. And those that are listening in from my mobile app, hey there. All right. So let's go ahead and jump right on in, again, to my first segment with Chastity Garner Style. You know her. Oh, my goodness. Fashion. Oh, she talks about everything, and I'm just excited to bring her on. She's gotten me in trouble. I told her before we came on the air. She got me in trouble. She gave me the inside scoop on one site through her blog, and I've just been ordering. I just have to stop ordering dresses and skirts from this site. So anyway, we're going to the mic right now. We're excited to bring Chastity on air. Hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. So I love to kind of just start from the beginning. I consider this a behind-the-scenes, behind-the-screen type interview. So how did you get into fashion, blogging, writing, all of that?
I kind of got on the scene of just the whole fashion thing. I started off doing, like, some local plus-size modeling in Atlanta with Debris Plus Sizes, which is a she's a designer out of Atlanta, and, you know, was on the scene, really just loved the whole industry. I wasn't really, like, a great model or anything like that, but when I actually injured my knee, and to this day, I don't really wear heels and stuff like that. So while I was on the couch from surgery, I was like, you know, let me start a fashion blog. I want to start a styling company, but I want to start a fashion blog to help women who can't afford a stylist. So the blog was kind of supposed to be this afterthought, this, you know, like it was just supposed to be an addition to my styling company.
Uh-huh.
And so then the blog kind of turned into this whole other thing. But it really wasn't supposed to be much more than just, you know, just just a boost to my styling company and what I was doing at that time.
Wow. And so what I love is that you, you know, you put on the clothes, you yourself, you're the model, you know, and I love that. And then you give us the links to, you know, everything that you have on, which is, you know, awesome, because then we can just go literally, you are our stylist, you're our virtual stylist. We can go and put together outfits of that nature that look like what you have on, and somebody that's curvy, that fills it out, and you're like, yeah, that's how I'm going to look at that. So thank you. Thank you for that. So how did you get the opportunity to appear in Oprah.com and New York Times and all of those great publications?
Really, people just, they reach out to you. I think sometimes it's word of mouth or, you know, somebody's getting an interview and like, who else should I reach out to? And I think that's probably how I got those. I mean, I have a prominent personality on social media and stuff like that, and if you type in +5 Barbara on Google, you'll find me. So I'm thinking somewhere through that, that's how I got those. The email popped up in my email feed, and I was like, oh, sure, I'll be there for that.
Wow, and I have to say, definitely on Facebook, yes, you have like 176,561 likes on Facebook. But what's awesome, because some people have a lot of numbers, but you have a lot of engagement on your posts. I mean, I looked at something earlier today, and you posted a picture, Orange is the New Black. So those that are fans of Orange is the New Black, you'll know what I'm talking about. Two of the stars from there, and like, you know, within 30 minutes, you had like 900 some likes and 24 shares, and right now I'm like looking at it right now, you've got like 2,800 likes. So people really, you really connect with people. Do you find that people like talk to you and interact with you like they know you?
Yeah, I mean, I make it my business to interact with people. Like, people just want to connect with you. They want to have their questions answered. And although I'm not perfect, I try to answer those. And I just feel it's just so important for me as a blogger, as a person who is here to help other people, to actually connect and talk to other people. But, yeah, I mean, they're really active. And a lot of times, sometimes they have total conversations without me. Like, they'll go back and forth, and I'll just, and you know, sometimes I even lurk on my own blog and see, you know, and read the comments and stuff like that. But I'm always there, always reading comments on all of my networks. But Facebook, I'm the most active. But, yeah, it's just a good time, like a sense of community in a sense.
Great. And so while those that are listening in, if they don't know where your blog is, share with them how they can get to your blog.
My blog is garnerstyle.blogspot.com.
Perfect. And then how can they connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook? Well, really all of your social media sites.
All my social media sites are under Garnerstyle, GARNERSTYLE, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So pretty much you can find me through those, but I also have links on my blog that will take you directly to my social media sites as well.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And again, definitely click like on the Facebook there. If you're on Facebook, we know most of you are. That gives you really, really, really good information. And so we specifically said, and I know your website specifically says that you provide fabulous fashion at any size, for any size. However, I love that you do showcase things that are coming in plus sizes and available in, you know, the women's sizes and what have you. Do you find that that really is a niche that really, really has taken off and really has helped you?
I contribute a lot of my own success as a blogger to be able to have a niche within fashion. There are millions of fashion bloggers, I feel like. But, like, being a plus-size fashion blogger, there's not that many of us. And, you know, just, you know, working on my personal craft and the images that I put out just allow me to be successful, because, you know, allows you to be, like, a bigger fish in a small pond as opposed to a big fish in a big pond.
Great. Well said. Well said. And so you do this. This is a full-time job for you.
Yes, it is.
Wow. So those that are aspiring bloggers and you have stars in your eyes now, yes, it's possible. It's a lot of hard work, I am sure, but it is possible if you have this love and this passion for blogging that it's possible to do it full time. So do you find that I want to talk a little bit about your book. So The Curvy Girl's Guide to Style. At what point in the process, was it before the blog or after you started blogging, did you write this particular book?
I wrote it in 2010. I had started the blog in 2008. And I just decided that I was going to put a book out there just to kind of see how it did and to kind of just, you know, to see what people's response would be to it. I mean, I did really well with it. I still sell that book to this day, even though it's 4 years ago. I do hope to plan to do another book. I just want to do it a little bit differently. It's taken me a while to kind of be able to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are some of the tips that you share or maybe guidelines that you share in The Curvy Girl's Guide to Style?
I do a lot of basics there, a lot of, like, just where you start off at. I'll say, like, if you don't know where to start and you just, you know, I know people, like, they want to throw the rules out of the door, but I feel like you should start with the rules and then figure out what you want to throw out if you don't have a good place to start. So I talk about body shape. I talk about things that go best with particular body shapes, accessorizing, and, you know, different things along those lines. I know, like, flattery is, like, one of the taboo words today, but, like, if you want to flatter your body, then by all means do that. If you don't want to, you want to wear what you want, do that too. But this just gives you a really good foundation.
Okay, a good foundation. All right, so let's talk about some of your favorites. As we are in the summer going into fall, any favorite trends that you are seeing in fashion that you're really liking or you would recommend to the listeners?
For me, I'm going to be looking into more leather this fall.
Okay.
In San Francisco, it's a little bit it gets chillier. It's been warm this summer, but, you know, we can inch into fall a little bit closer than, like, some of those southern states and whatnot. But for me, like, leather, and then I like oversized coats and stuff, and that's what I'm going to be looking for.
All right. And who are some of your favorite, or I guess maybe some of the favorite websites? And I know that's one thing that I noticed on your blog. You have a plethora of sites that you recommend. When you put clothes together and put outfits together, you're not just going to the same places all the time. So this is probably a hard question, a tricky question, but maybe some of your top sites that you utilize to pick out fashions.
I mean, I go to ASOS a lot. They're just really easy. I mean, free shipping, free return. I mean, you can't beat that. I also bought quite a few pieces from Domestic NYC, which is an Etsy designer who does, like, African prints and whatnot. So I was pretty much into him all summer. And really, like, I go to such – people always say, what are your places to shop? Where are you going to shop? I literally shop everywhere. I don't just pick one place. I like to pull pieces from a lot of different places. But, I mean, even your regulars like Elaine Bryant, your indie designers, there's like Ashley Nell Pitton. I like her. I mean, I'm looking to make original looks. So a lot of times you can't get that original look if you're pulling from one place. So I'm all over the place.
And I can definitely tell, having followed your blog, and, you know, a lot of times, like, you'll put an outfit together and you have great pictures. So big shout out to, I don't know if you want to give a shout out to any of the photographers that you work with.
I work with Lydia Hudgens. She's out of New York, and sometimes she does in San Francisco, so I'll shoot with her sometimes. But most of my pictures are taken by my husband, who does not want any credit for taking my pictures first.
Thanks, hubby. You're doing a good job. Great. And so I definitely like I'll see you put together an outfit, and I'll say, oh, okay, those shoes were great. Matter of fact, I wish this was video or Skype, because the shoes I have on right now I purchased because of you. I saw you put them on your blog. They're simple, but I love them. They're from Lane Bryant, and they have the gold bar across the foot and around the ankle. And I totally bought them because you had them on in a blog.
I wore those shoes all summer. And I'm mad because I wanted to buy, like, another set of them. Like, I wanted to buy both. They had a black and a rattlesnake pair. And I wanted to buy another two pair for next summer because I have worn those shoes to death.
Yeah.
They're so comfortable and they're so cute.
And they're sold out.
Yeah. Oh, you see, another thing I know is, like, if I announce something that's really cute on my Facebook, I have to buy it first and then announce it, because if I do, it's going to get sold out and then I won't be able to buy it. I've learned that lesson the hard way.
Yes, because I'm so glad when I saw you post it, I went right away and I got the gold. And then, well, it's like a snake skin with the gold. But then I was like, oh, you know, I should get the black. And as soon as I went back to try to get the black, they were sold out. So that is, I mean, that's like major influence and major power that you have. Do you even, like, can you even grasp that, the amount of influence you have over those that are following you and how you influence their fashion?
I mean, it's just a blessing. It's just what I love to do. I'm able to share it with others. I mean, it's weird that, you know, to be able to have that influence, but then at the same time, it's like numerically the numbers match, so it makes sense.
Yes.
But I'm just happy to be able to, like, help people just find things. I know, like, because it's my job to look for fabulous things, it's like I take some of the work out of it for other people. So I'm just, you know, happy to be able to do it and happy to be able to help.
Great. Now, I certainly want to mention about your image consulting, and you can people actually hire you personally?
They can. I mean, I work as a stylist. I've done, you know, do personal shopping for people. I style photo shoots and, you know, for different things and whatnot. I don't do as much as the styling as I used to because the blog is kind of taking over, like, monopolize most of my time. But, you know, like, I still take clients if, you know, if they're looking for a particular service.
Great. And should they visit garnerstyle.com for that information?
Garnerstyle.com is the style site.
Great. So there you have it. Those that are listening that want personal guidance there. There you go. So you just got back from #blogher14, and you got a picture with Khloe Kardashian. So what was she like in person?
I thought she was nice. People think, oh, like I had like this special picture or whatever. There was a line, and it basically went really fast. You had to have your camera ready to get your picture, so you handed that off. And I went up to her, and she was like, oh, your dress is so pretty. And I was like, thank you. And we took a picture, we smiled, and I walked away.
And that was that. But I love in the blog that you put, you know, some people feel like she, I guess her weight is bigger, but in comparison to maybe her sisters or whoever she's on camera with, she seems like she's a bigger girl, but in actuality she's really a size six or eight, and I think you mentioned that same comment when you met NeNe Leakes, so that was great perspective.
Yeah, you know, TV, first of all, makes you look bigger than what you are, but then you're standing next to these girls who are so small and they're petite, not just small in, you know, in weight, but small in height, too. And I'm like, she just looks so thin. Like, people like, oh, did she lose weight? I don't know if she lost weight or not, but she's just not, like, you know, colossal like people make her out to be.
All right, great. Thanks for that perspective. So today, per your Facebook, is National Lipstick Day. So I'm going to turn the question around on you, and we want to know what your favorite lipstick is, lip color, and who it's by.
My favorite is, my signature is Girl About Town from MAC. I wear that one all the time. And my readers know that is my shade right there.
That's your shade. And you love, love, love nail polish. You love, love, love nail polish.
I do. I just got into the whole nail polish thing in the last, like, 3 or 4 months. But I'm just loving it. Like, I bought so much nail polish, and now it's, like, all over the house.
Wow, awesome, awesome. Well, I'm telling you, our time just flew by, and I'm just glad we had a chance to chat, and I will continue to follow you. Again, listeners, definitely if you want to know, in particular if you're plus size, but any size, you want to follow Garner Style to see some of the great fashions and how she puts things together. And I'm telling you, she's going to make you spend money. You might spend money. You will spend money, but it's an awesome thing. So one more time, tell listeners all of the connection points of how they can connect with you on social media, and then also your blog.
My blog is at www.garnerstyle.blogspot.com, and all of my social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, is all under Garner Style, and it's spelled GARNERSTYLE, all one word.
All right. Well said. The last question for you as we wrap up, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Just doing the best that I can, and my readers and what, you know, and what they're looking for and what they expect of me. I'm just motivated. I know I'm very internally self-motivated and ambitious, and I just want to take this as far as I can.
All right. To the moon you go. To the moon you go. Thank you, Chastity with Garner Style. Thanks for stopping by the show.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. All right, listeners, don't go anywhere. We have a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. We're excited to chat it up with best-selling author Desiree Harris Bonner. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, the wounded warrior. You don't want to go anywhere. I'm telling you, this is going to feel like Oprah's life class. We'll be right back. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all those that are tuning in and listening in from all across the world wide web. Hey, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Certainly connect with me on Facebook, simply facebook.com/Charvette. All right, we're ready to move right on into our next segment. Again, excited. My guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room. Yes, yes, yes. Desiree Harris Bonner. She is here to talk about her latest book release, The Wounded Warrior. She takes the readers from victim to victor. From victim to victor, best-selling author. She's also a speaker. She's also an artist. She says there's a warrior inside each wounded person. How can it be set free? All right, so we're going to the mic. We're bringing her up to the mic right now. Excited to have Desiree on the line. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you, woman of God?
I am awesome. How are you doing?
It is well with me also.
All right. I love that. It is well. So we're glad to have you on the show to talk about the Wounded Warrior. Oh, my goodness. So in your own words, tell us about this book.
This book is actually more like a manual that I was able to put together with the help of the Holy Spirit over years of having, one, experience being a wounded warrior, and then, two, not only being healed by the Spirit of God, but also being made whole. And I realize that in the body of Christ specifically, we have a lot of wounded warriors, a lot of people still serving in ministry, a lot of people standing behind pulpits, a lot of people ushering people in, but they're not whole. And we've got, specifically, I think around the last year, I want to say, there have been at least 10 suicides of men, of people of God, that because they're wounded.
Right.
And they don't have anyone to talk to. They don't have anyone to say, hey, this is where I am. And so the Lord gave me this manual to get it out to the hands of you know, his body to say, hey, you, not only can you talk about it, there's some paradigms that we need to shift in our thinking as Christians
so that we
can be made whole.
Made whole. And so how did you come up with the idea to put this together in like a book, you know, to say, hey, this needs to be pen to paper in a book?
That's not my first choice. Because actually what happened is just as I did with my first book, it was not something that I sat down and wrote from chapter one to the end. It was done over time with different blogs, different workshops, different sermons even, that I have done over the years. And one day the Lord said, I want you to go pick up that yellow sticky over there. I want you to go grab that sermon over there. I want you to go get that blog and that blog and that blog, and I want you to compile them. And
wow.
that's how it ended up moving from one seamless thing and put into a book.
So what was the most difficult aspect of, you know, after gathering all of those components and those pieces, what was the most difficult aspect of really writing this book?
The most difficult was that I was so acquainted with the subject matter, personally acquainted with it, that I had to be mindful not to let me come out in the writing.
Okay.
My experience, my feelings about it. Because even though I've been healed and made whole, it's still very, very real to me. So I had to make sure that I didn't put any bias in there or let it filter through any, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to bleed on the reader.
Yeah. Wow. So, and you wanted it to be neutral enough that people could pick it up and say, yes, this applies to me, and let the words lift up off the page and heal whatever situation they have. So why do you write? Why do you feel it's like a call? Do you have a calling you feel to write?
I do. I actually do. I have a call to teach. And so the Lord has blessed me to be able to have a love of words. So whether I'm writing them, reading them, speaking them, expressing them in some way, it's the words themselves. Even when I'm in counseling, a lot of times I'll have my counselees or the people I'm coaching to do word studies. I'll give them a word, and their homework is go and study that word in depth to truly understand what that word means and how it applies to them personally. I'll even have them sometimes write a story for me on a particular subject that we're discussing that pertains to them and embodies that word. So for me, it's something I have to do. I've been doing that since I was a little girl even, and I was blessed with a mom and dad that loved to read to us, have us mm-hmm. read. So the reading and the word itself was always something that was always around our home. And even in conversations, my parents never spoke to us like babies. They always spoke very eloquently, very succinctly, and very specifically, and they allowed us to be able to do the same.
Oh, wow. All right. That's awesome. So it was no goo-goo, ga-ga.
Nah, baby. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. What are you saying?
Oh.
And if you think about it, even our God is very, very specific with words.
Mm-hmm.
He says the very
mm-hmm.
world is framed by the words of our mouth. He spoke the world into existence with words. He said, let there be.
Yeah.
So words have extreme power.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. So I know you have some favorite authors yourself. So share with us perhaps some of your favorite authors.
I have. It's funny to me. I love that question because one would think that my favorite authors would be more in the nonfiction area. And I do have
mm-hmm.
some authors that I love, of course, in that area. But my favorite genre actually is African-American fiction. And I like the more classical style writers like Walter Mosley or Ernest Gaines or Pearl Klieg, who's a contemporary, but she's very classical to me. Alice Walker, people like that, and
yeah.
Octavia Butler, people that have a strong ability to convey a message, even in the telling of the story.
Okay.
That stays with you.
That stays with you. So are there any books that you can think about that have influenced your life along this journey?
I think that some of the best, my favorites, I think, would be Pearl Klieg. I think once I ran across her, what looked like Ordinary,
uh-huh.
my Baby Brother's Blues, I'm thinking, what else does she have? I mean, she's got quite a lot. I Wish I Had
okay.
a Red Dress, Babylon Sisters, any one of them. You could pick up one and just read straight through and then be hungry for the next one.
Okay. So we kind of see where your writing style, what you
yeah.
like, where you've come from with that. So within your book, The Wounded Warrior, are there maybe 3 to 5 things, maybe let's say 3 things that you really think the reader will walk away with?
Yes. The first thing I would say is that what they'll gain is an understanding that, like I said earlier, that there's some paradigm shifts that need to take place. That we as Christians, a lot of times we grow up in our Christianity or we grow up in the church with a certain mindset. Mindsets like Christians are supposed to be sweet and nice, and they're not ever supposed to say no. Because to say no is to be mean, and that's not being a
mm-hmm.
Christian. And I tell you that I've searched the scriptures. I've searched them for many, many years, and I have yet to find anything in there that says that sweet and nice is a fruit of the Spirit.
That's right.
Yeah. So what
yeah.
we're supposed to be, if we're supposed to be Christians, we're supposed to be Christ-like. That means we're supposed to be like him. And we've adopted certain personality traits that aren't even his. Sure, he might do some nice things, but he was not always sweet and nice about everything. He was very specific. He was very
yeah.
wise. He said, be wise as a serpent, just gentle as a dove. But, you know, when they talk about characteristics, we definitely have the actual fruit of the Spirit that is spelled out, which is first love, and then it has its components. But then you also have salt. You have light. Those aren't always sweet nor nice. And when he went through the temple, you know, with the whip, that wasn't sweet or nice
right.
either. And when he dealt with certain, you know, you can't be a victorious demon chaser if you're being all super, oh, well, you know, yeah, it's okay if you step on my toes and hit me upside my back. you know, so it's a different mindset. Like when you think about where it says where you're supposed to, if he hits you in one, slaps you in one cheek, he's supposed to give him the other. What that means is no retribution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean to stand there and let somebody beat the snot out of you. That is not what it means. Jesus disappeared out of the crowd many times.
And so the wounded, talk a little bit about, because the wounded warrior, so you're not taking away from the fact that they are a warrior, but there sometimes wounds happen. And so talk about that piece of the wounded piece.
Well, that's the whole thing. So a lot of times, a lot of us get wounded because we don't have boundaries or we don't understand our right relationship with our leadership and put them in their right place in our lives, and we operate in our right place. The only one that's supposed to be, you know, that in that place in our lives as Lord and Savior is Jesus himself.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we've put others in that place, and so our boundaries have been violated, which has allowed us to be wounded. So the way to get healed or to be made whole again is to put Jesus back in his right place in our lives and understand that we can have boundaries, that we can say no, that it is okay to have dinner with your family.
Yes.
It's okay to say, no, man of God, I'm not going to sleep with you.
Right.
And if you want to kick me out of the church or you want to cause me to lose, you know, my position in the pulpit, that's certainly fine. You have every right to do that. But I'm not going to be afraid, because where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. And where love is, perfect love is, fear cannot reign. So when we put people in the wrong position in our lives, or we put them in a position that maybe they didn't ask for, but we did it, it allows for wounding.
Wow. So the way I see your book is in two aspects. One, for those that already wounded, have wounds that they're dealing with, so there will be some healing taking place. And then for those who are warriors, preventative methods so that you won't have wounds. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And how do you change, how do you walk from victim to victor? What are maybe a couple of tips or guidelines you give to people who, to move them out of that victim mentality to a victorious mentality?
Yes, what it is, and I walk through the book exactly like that. So you have chapters, I do it in a certain order. First I talk about the wounding, and then I talk about the paradigm shifts being sugar and spice and everything nice, and how we're supposed to love God first and put him in the right place. And then I talk about healthy boundaries. Then I start to talk about the proper role of ministry leadership, what our leadership is for, and that is to nurture us and to feed us the Word of God, not to be our Lord and Savior or to be our governor. And then I go on to talk about the gathering of the remnant flocks, where God is bringing us back to himself, and how the pastor of the house is the under-shepherd. Jesus himself is the shepherd, the great shepherd. So the pastors are we are to follow our pastors as we follow Christ, not in the place of Christ. And then finally, bring us to forgiveness, because at the end of the day, we have to forgive, and not only forgive them for whatever they did, but forgive ourselves for even participating, allowing it, or not seeing.
Forgiveness. And the forgiveness helps us more than anyone outside of us, right?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that I found is that, especially when I'm counseling people, is that they have a hard time forgiving. Even if they're Christians and know they're supposed to forgive, they can't.
Yeah.
And it's because they attach forgiveness to reconciliation. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not the same thing.
And forgiveness doesn't say that what the person did was okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the best example of that is when Jesus was taken from courthouse to courthouse, when all his friends walked away from him, when they even denied him and betrayed mm-hmm. him, when he was marred beyond any man, when he had his robe stripped from him, when he was beaten to the point where he was two steps off of death, when he was spat on and then had to carry that heavy beam through the entire city. And as if that wasn't enough, mm-hmm. they nailed him to it and hung him up. And as he bled and was dying, what was one of the last things he said? Father, forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're doing.
Nope. Wow.
And not one of us asked for forgiveness.
Yeah.
It doesn't require that the other person ask for it, and it doesn't require that we go to them and say, you know what, I forgive you. You don't have to say anything. Just, I forgive them. That, to forgive mm-hmm. means literally to release from a debt.
To release from a debt. That's good. To release from
yes.
a debt. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You owe it, but I release
yeah.
from it.
But I really, yeah. That's good. Tell listeners while they are listening how they can pick up a copy of your book.
It is on Amazon as a download, but the easy way is just go straight to my website at dhbonner.com, and I have the links for that, for my first book, as well as my CDs.
All right. Go there. And also, I've been tweeting you and tagging you on Facebook, but tell them how they can connect with
mm-hmm.
you there as well.
Yes, absolutely. If you go to dhbonner.com, not only will you find my book, you will also find all of my social media, my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my Twitter, and my Reverb Nation. So it's all right there.
All right there. So I don't want to neglect to mention that you are an ordained elder, certainly in the Lord's Church, and you are a speaker, a psalmist, and we're excited because we did get to feature your video. Those of you that are in the Richmond area, Richmond, Hanover, Henrico, Ashland, Goochland, Virginia, last week if you saw me on Comcast 95, Verizon 36 at 6 p.m. with ICM News, you saw the video by my guest here. So talk a little bit about your artist side of the house.
Yes. That's actually my first love.
Oh, that's the first love. Yeah.
If I could say that. music, as a psalmist. I've got two CDs already out. So the Psalmist Volume 1 is out, as well as the Psalmist Volume 2. And right now I'm in the studio working on the Psalmist Volume 3. So, the video that you got a copy of was Look to the Hills, which is on the Psalmist Volume 2.
All
and thank
right.
you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so you say that's your first love. Is it that it just comes easier to minister through song? Is it just easier than the writing?
No, because both of them are writing. What's
okay.
different
okay.
is that when I'm singing, I'm actually worshiping. It's a vocal worship straight to the throne. When I'm writing, I'm talking to you.
Got it. Okay.
But when I'm singing, I'm talking to him.
Great explanation. I don't think I've heard anyone put it that way, but that certainly makes good sense. And so your first book was entitled The Heart of the Psalmist, which is a bestseller book. So talk a little bit about that first book.
The Heart of the Psalmist is another type of manual, but it's specifically for those who are in who want to understand more about worship. So a lot of times we have music in the church, we have musicians in the church, singers in the church, but we kind of take on a world perspective,
mm-hmm.
bring the world into the church. And we don't look at, especially those of us in leadership, we don't look at what the scripture says about what the music's supposed to look like, what the entire music department is supposed to look like. So what I do is I pull out all of the scriptures that relate to the music ministry, especially from the perspective of the number one psalmist in the entire book, which is David himself, King David,
yeah.
and expound on that and pull them out and put them in that book so you can look at them and say, oh, this is the type of music. It's psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Oh, so it's talking about the form of music, but it never says anything about style, because I like that conversation. Well, should we have, what if we want reggae, or what if we want, well, that's a style.
What
if
okay.
we want gospel rap? Well, that's a style. Where God is silent, we should be silent also. But what I do is I bring the actual scripture and put it in there. So now you can look at it from that perspective.
Oh, so you just, by saying that, you brought two questions to mind. So number one, I hear a lot of hip-hop Christian artists mm-hmm. who they are mm-hmm. struggling because they feel like they're not being played on radio, and, you know, they just really, really struggle. And then some people that are in, I guess, churches don't really accept Christian hip-hop. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a Christian hip-hop artist that's listening with those type of topics and issues?
What I want to get away from is we've got to remind ourselves there's a difference between culture and a style of music. And I know what you're speaking of. Typically, when you say hip hop, what we're really talking about is more rap, or that the younger generation style of music. And
right.
there's the Bible does not say anything, because if we really cut that out, if we don't allow that, what we're saying is we shouldn't have R&B style of music, we shouldn't have jazzy style of music, because the Bible doesn't say it has to have certain way of playing notes. And that's really all it is. So what we don't want is a culture. A type of worldly culture brought into the church. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense, which alludes to my second question, mm-hmm. I would like your comment on it. So I saw a video on Facebook the other day, and I don't know if you are familiar with a Robin Thicke song. It's an R&B song called Blurred Lines.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, it's kind of racy. Well, a Christian... I don't know if you saw it. Did you see a Christian
artist? I saw it.
Artist,
I know exactly
somebody
what you're talking about.
Remade it into a Christian song with the same beat and everything. Is that
right.
more culture or more, where would you put that?
I would put that in more of the cultural, that's a world culture type of thing. I don't personally believe that we have to go to the world to get something and then slap Christian words on top of it. Because
right.
the problem is that even though there was another one that someone did on TV 57, and they were saying there's nothing wrong with living for Jesus, but unfortunately it was to, what's his name, song that says nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Well,
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, thank you. So it's like, but there's nothing wrong with living for Jesus, but they put it on top of that track. The problem
right.
is you've taken the world's track or world's culture, and then you try to put Christ on top of it. And we don't have to do that as the body of Christ. We have enough ingenuity and creativity in us to create something new. And what happens is that especially with younger Christians, and I don't mean in age, I just mean in strength, is that
right.
if I hear it, even if I'm hearing the words you're saying, that's not what's going through my spirit.
Right.
What's going
right.
through my spirit is the underlying track.
Right.
You know, you can take mud and throw white water on, whitewash it. It's still going to be mud underneath it. But what I don't want us to do is go too far to the other extreme, where we allow the tradition of men to make the word of God ineffective.
So find a balance. But I think that was well said. And, hey, you know what, here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, this is a judge-free zone.
Oh, yes.
We are sharing our opinions, so you take them for what, you know, with salt and pepper. But I think that's I think you gave a really good explanation around that. So thank you for indulging those kind of off-the-cuff questions. If you just tuned in, hey there, we're hanging out here with best-selling author, speaker, psalmist, coach, minister, Desiree Harris Bonner. You want to definitely check out The Wounded Warrior. Pick that up, get a copy. Let them know again how they can get a hold of that.
Yes, please reach me on my website at dhbonner.com.
Great. There you go. And I have tweeted her, tagged her in Facebook, so you should have easy connection points. I know you're following me, twitter.com/Charvette
yes.
and facebook.com/Charvette. I I know you're following me. All right, so do you have any advice for those that are aspiring writers? I always like asking this because there's so many writers, authors, novelists out there that are aspiring to put pen to paper. What advice would you give someone that's aspiring to write their own book?
I would say write. Do it.
Right.
And you don't have to – I think where the most of them get stuck is writing that first word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. If you want to write in the middle of the book, start writing in the middle. If you want to start writing at the end, start writing at the end. Just start writing.
You know what? I am so glad you said that. I had a author coaching session here in Richmond on Saturday. Yeah, I'm going to do some virtual ones, too, to catch the, my friends,
please
my
do.
Authors that are out of state. But one of the authors, her the way she got to how she started writing was she had a dream. And the dream, it was so vivid, and it was the end of the book. So I said, did you wake up? She literally woke up, wrote it down, and then she had to back into, but it was the dream, like completely, it was the whole end of the book, and that's how she started writing.
Yes, I agree. Like I told you, mine, I don't write straight from the beginning. I just go and I write, and then I compile it. Yes, so there's more than one way to get to Rome.
There's more. I like that. And I always say there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Know why we want to skin a cat, but I love that phrase.
But hey.
because it keeps you from being stuck. You know, it keeps you, just think of some other kind of way to get things done. And I think I've heard that advice a lot from those that have written and published books to those that are trying. It's just too Just do it. Just start. Just do something. Just move. Just do something so that you don't
something.
Get stuck. Yeah. So you don't get stuck. So how has social
media... Right about... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. You go right ahead.
No, what I wanted to say, another thing, too, is write about what you're actually passionate about.
Mm.
Don't write about something... Don't try to write about something that doesn't bring life to you. Because if it doesn't bring life to you, it's not going to bring life to others, and it's going to be because you're not breathing life into it. So definitely write about something you enjoy.
That is so good because I've had a couple of requests to be – I have never written a novel, never written anything other than some blog posts, but I get people, inbox me and things of that nature to say, hey, would you like to be a contributing author in an anthology? You know, you give one chapter and et cetera. And I know you have done some contributing writing with an anthology, but I always kind of sit and say – And there's the title is usually already kind of picked, and you kind of have to fit into what the flow of the book is. And I always kind of say, is it a passion? What I want to write about, is that going to fit in this?
Right. That's right. Yeah. I've turned down some. Yes, I've turned them down. And not because I didn't support them or believe in what they were doing. It's just I can't do it. It's going to become a burden.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
now,
so,
have you been a part of any anthologies that have been published or that you're working on?
Matter of fact, coming out August 1st, we start pre-sales on the Underdog Anthology. Robin Nell, yes, and Angel Barino, they have a compilation anthology.
Yeah, she's been on the show.
Several great. Yes. Starting August 1st, they start taking pre-sales on it. And, this thing right here. So yes, I was able and honored to be able to be a contributing writer to that anthology, the Underdog Anthology.
The Underdog. So can you give us just a sneak peek? Let us know what your section is about.
My section is actually, it's called Unfinished, The Diary of a Psalmist.
Mm.
And it is basically my testimony of being a wounded warrior in my marriage, in my previous marriage, where I was, there was a lot of physical abuse, and I had even, the abuse that went so far to cause me to miscarry a child.
Oh, wow.
So, and I was suicidal. So you've seen the video. The video is really part of my testimony as well. So I was determined and had decided to take my life. God intervened. But God intervened. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So that is powerful.
Story.
Oh, wow. How can people get a hold of that as well?
I'm looking on Facebook right now.
I know. I just put you in the spot. Look, this is live.
That's all right. Organized.
And while you're looking, I want to give a shout out to Faith, a believer. Big shout out. She's hanging out in the chat room. Hey there. Thank you so much for making this connection. We appreciate you.
Yes. Love you, girl. So organize. It is organizedobstacles.com. www.organizedobstacles.com.
All right, there you have it. Awesome. Okay, so my last question for you, because I have stolen more time than I requested. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
What motivates me is to minister to the hearts of others that need motivation.
Yeah.
When I am able to push through whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm dealing with, to touch the heart of another, I get touched. And it encourages and it motivates me.
All right. Well said. Nothing to add or take away from that. Well, I'm glad that we had a chance to talk to you today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, LaTanya Boyd. Love you, girl. Thank you, everyone. I love you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, listeners, let's go to a quick music break. This is Beautiful by Wincy Bryant, and I believe we will need to reschedule Trey Howard. So if you're listening for him, we will be rescheduling him. But this is Beautiful by Wincy Bryant.
I have been down and I have been lonely, but never alone. I wanted someone but needed you only. How could I have known that your love for me would transcend the ages and call me back home? You're beautiful to me. You are so beautiful. You're beautiful to me. Something more beautiful nothing could ever be. For me, I want the world to know. I think you're beautiful. You're beautiful to me. For all that you've done, I could not repay you. Forever I owe. What I'll give my forever, 'cause I never know why your love for me would cause you to tarry until I got home. I want the world to know. I think that's beautiful. You're beautiful.
All right, Beautiful by Wincy Bryant, new artist. Check her out, check her out. I got the press release in my email and wanted to share a little bit of Beautiful by Wincy, Brian. All right, well, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. Start at the top of the hour, chatting it up with Chastity of Garner Style. I'm telling you what, if you're plus size or whatever you want to call it, you need to follow her, Garner Style, on Twitter, on Facebook. Again, on Facebook, she has like 170,000 people following her. I mean, it is no joke. She's a full-time fashion blogger, so check her out. And then we ended up chatting it up with Desiree Harris Bonner, the wound to the Wounded Warrior. Connect with her. I've tweeted both of them. I've Facebooked both of them. And so you have easy connection points. Well, as always, we are excited to bring you a phenomenal show. And we're going to be back next week with more guests, more shows, and I'm telling you what, we just love you guys. Make sure you visit Charvette.com, my main website, Charvette.com, and you can also sign up for my email list. It should flash up right when you come to the site. That way you'll get a reminder email 60 minutes before the live show. 60 minutes before the live show, you'll get an email in your email box with the phone number to listen and the direct link to listen to all my shows. I don't blow you up other than that. That's it. So, and we don't sell your email and all that crazy stuff. Oh, and if you listen to the show from a mobile phone, you definitely need to download my free mobile app. You can find it in your app store. Just look for Charvette. Very simple, Charvette. That's the easiest way and the best way to listen. We're glad you joined us. We'll talk to you later. Deuces.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.